This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Football, fashion, concerts, and water sports are a few of the things on tap this Labor Day weekend. Oh, and let's not forget this.
They introduce humor to a circus. They introduce hip-hop to the circus. They introduce morality and family entertainment to the circus. This is really what every circus should be. And they
stay there! The Universal Circus is coming to Charlotte with multicultural acts. You'll get a bit of history, comedy, and music that keeps people on their feet in dance mode. With me on this edition of Weekend and Entertainment to talk about it and more is Andy Smith, Arts and Culture Editor of Charlotte Magazine. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Gwen. How you doing?
Great, great. Okay, so the Universal Circus is back in town through the weekend. Tell us some about it.
The Universal Circus is here, and it'll be going through Monday, September 2nd. It's at the Old Eastland Mall location at Central Avenue. And the Universal Circus is a single-ring circus, and it was created by a man named Cedric Walker in the mid-90s. He's an African-American man who had this vision of creating a more representational circus, particularly performers of color. And he searched for people all over the world with incredible talents, and then he found them, and he brought them here.
And it's gone from a parking lot in Atlanta 25 years ago to more than 30 cities nationwide, and it even went to South Africa. What can people expect to see under their big tent?
Well, it's everything you'd want at the circus, live animals, acrobatics, magicians, people in stilts, even some motorcycles spinning in a sphere. And so it's really what you want from the high flyers to the animals, everything. And it represents the performers and sights from all around the world, from U.S. and Asia to Cuba and Trinidad.
I've seen it in the past, and it is a great show. There is another big event going on all weekend long, Charlotte Fashion Week.
Yeah, Charlotte Fashion Week started this week, and it has its grand finale on Saturday with their evening runway show at the Ivy Hotel. It's a five-day event where people from both all over the world and people locally have these pop-up boutiques, runway shows, presentations, and more outings, more social outings and that kind of thing. But it's open to both buyers and just the public and press like myself. If you're interested in fashion or interested in who's who of fashion in both our local sphere and the international sphere, I think this is a good place for you.
Great. Let's move on to some live performances. Bust the vibe, Janet Jackson. That's the sound of Busta Rhymes, who will be performing at the Fillmore on Friday night.
That's right, Busta Rhymes. Now, there's been a huge conversation on social media recently about the greatest rappers of all time. A lot of people brought him up. People might know him from the 90s, primarily through Give Me Some More and those Hype Williams music videos. And he's known just for a high-energy, rapid delivery, and it's just a really creative guy. And so they'll get a high-energy show at the Fillmore.
And ticket prices, time of the show?
That's 8 p.m. and general admission tickets are $40.
We also have some football this weekend, right?
Yeah, there's the Belt College football kickoff, which is an annual game between the two Carolinas. The University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks are going to be here playing the Tar Heels, University of North Carolina Tar Heels. So you'll see a lot of blue and red in Uptown. And that's at Bank of America Stadium on Saturday. So you can expect large crowds tailgating in Uptown. But there's also the Fan Fest, which happens before with live music, Kids Zone, food and drink, all that kind of stuff. And that opens up at 10, but the actual game is 3:30.
And what's up for Sunday?
A Sunday brings the U.S. National Whitewater Center's annual Labor Day celebration, which begins at 9 and goes to 9 at night. And that has fireworks at the end, but throughout the day you have stand-up paddle boarding, trail races, live music, and just different activities the whole family can take part in. And for people like me who just like to hang out, there's also food and beer.
Wow, sounds like a lot of options for everybody there. And so many options for the entire Labor Day weekend. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Gwen.
Andy Smith is the Arts and Culture Editor of Charlotte Magazine. I hope your body be cooping because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna...